Welcome to episode 417 of Salcedo Paranormal. I believe it's 417. Anyway, I should check on that. As always, looking forward to hearing from you all, and I've got this all out of order. And tonight I'm sharing true paranormal stories from the web. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is Salcedo Paranormal. Podbean.com. That's Salcido Paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from y'all, whether you have comments or questions, or topic suggestions, or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Also, this is episode 418, not 417. If you thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams or if you listen on the podcast or YouTube feeds, or if you listen on the Troubled Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting, there you can hear two replays, two episodes of the show, every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Troubled Minds Radio comes on. And I want to thank, as always, Michael Strange, host of Troubled Minds Radio, and Liam Martin Rohan of the Exiled Minds podcast for producing the show and putting in the music that you all hear if you listen to the shows on the station. If you'd like to support the show, there are a few different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others, rate and review the show on your podcast platform of choice. Also, if I've written some paranormal fiction and nonfiction books that you can check out on Amazon. And then I have direct donation links on PayPal, Venmo, and then also Patreon. And I'm going to have some news soon, once I get it all figured out, about special content only available that will only be available on Patreon. So looking forward to that. I'll let you all know once I have that figured out, and I go from there. Help is never accepted, but always appreciated, with the expenses that one has when doing a podcast, and even this year, going to a Paracon, a paranormal convention. So, and that's going to be here in Michigan. It's the Mid-Michigan Paracon, November 4th and 5th. And so it's going to be a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I will be there to basically report on the event, sort of make recordings and talk about it, and maybe even get some other people down there on recording as well. We'll see. So depending on if they want to do that. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun, I think. It'll be my first time going to a Paracon, so I'm really excited for that. But anyway, that's basically all I have for that part of the show there. So I guess I can get to the stories. Thank you all again for listening and bearing with me as I stumbled over that beginning there. So getting to the stories here. So this one says, I had an experience at 3 a.m. today at my mom's place. The family cat woke me up because she was hungry. So I fed her and went back to the living room where I was sleeping on the sofa. The cat started acting strange, possibly due to what they call the zoomies, which I know what they mean. Basically just getting excited and just full of energy. Anyway, says, then she sat by my head, staring at the living room door. I got creeped out and went to close the door a bit more, leaving it cracked enough so the cat could still get through. While closing the door, a black shadow figure glided past the opening, as if someone was walking quickly by. Everyone else in the house was asleep at the time. The cat, who had been staring at the door, suddenly ran past me and slipped through the crack and headed in the same direction as the shadow figure. I believe it was a paranormal experience, and I'm curious to hear others' thoughts. So that's where that story ends, and so often you hear about the animals, your pets, cats, dogs, whatever, sensing these beings, sensing these different energies, and I apologize for my heater there. But yeah, so it seems like the cat was picking up on something even before the person was, before the writer was. And so that's amazing. I wonder what happened. It's too bad you can't, you know, we don't have the technology or the easy way to sort of communicate with cats to find out what happened after it went after that shadow figure, if it did go after it. So really amazing story there. And I don't doubt that animals can sense things. You hear about that where people start to think, oh, this thing that I just saw or just heard, it could be my imagination. But then you have the animals reacting at the same time, or even before, like in this case, possibly. And you have to wonder, you have to think, well, maybe it's not just me. So, love that story, just for that fact that the cat seems to notice what's going on. And I wonder if it got all hyper and got all active because it was sensing that energy. Whether it was in the room or not, or near it. Wouldn't surprise me if it was sort of reacting. Or even maybe looking for whatever they were sensing. And yeah, neat story. And then the writer, I'm glad nothing else happened with the writer. I wonder, though, about that with that house. If there's a history, I would think a lot of times in these stories, people will say this location has been active for however long. And there doesn't seem to be that in this story. So I wonder if that means this is a one-time deal, which of course can mean someone was just passing through. Or if it's something where it just usually goes unnoticed, especially that's a really interesting situation there. I wonder how often these different entities, ghosts, spirits, thought forms, shadow figures, how often they pass through houses and no one even notices because they're not right in the area where this figure is passing through. Wonder how often in that house has that shadow passed through that house in the writer's story there, where maybe usually there'd be no human there to notice it. Makes me wonder about the cat, though, then. Was the cat already used to this figure? Yeah, just a lot of questions there, but really neat story. And I wonder about that, what the... If it was a repeat thing with just the cat, then it makes you wonder, was the cat trying to chase this figure out of there? Or was it actually somewhat interested because it knew this figure kept on going through there? Again, I'm sort of extrapolating and sort of going over the possible situations there, but yeah. So anyway, neat story. I always like stories that have cats that seem to also be aware of what's going on with the paranormal along with the person. So getting to the next story here. Let's see. Okay, so this one says, I was lying on the couch with my dog one day when I noticed a pale, white, see-through figure with no facial features and a human-like body in the doorway. For some reason, I waved at the figure. The figure looked directly at me, and then left. My dog also looked at the doorway and seemed to see the same thing. The dog remained completely still, which was unusual, as she is easily startled. The fact that the dog stayed still for so long really disturbed me. I am perplexed and seeking help to understand why this happened. And that's where that story ends. Again, I didn't plan this, but now you have, literally in these stories tonight, cats and then dogs also sensing and possibly seeing what the person is seeing. And the dog doesn't seem to be too worried about it. So that's amazing. Hopefully that's a good sign. And this figure walked away, so I wonder if they weren't aware that the person, the writer, could see them until the writer waved and then realized it and decided they were done. They weren't really interested. Or just they, again, there's always with timing on these things, you never know. If it was any kind of residual thing, then it could have just been going through its motions and it would have walked away. Turned toward the writer, and then walked away, no matter what they were doing. It's always hard to tell with these things. That's why I think it's so hard to tell sometimes with residual appearance, residual energy, residual entities, or however you want to call that. If there's not sort of a high level of interaction, then really, it could be just an energy field, energy recording that's playing back over and over, even if it's not frequent. So it could be that this happens once every who knows how many years. And if the writer has only been there for not quite so many years, then they would not have seen that figure the last time it appeared. So, but yeah, neat story there. I wonder if the dog sensed anything more than the writer there, hard to know. And then, of course, there doesn't seem to be any other activity going on there. So I always wonder about that. Does that mean that there's no other activity going on there in the place? Or does it just mean that the people there just don't notice it due to timing, due to activity, whatever they're doing while they're there? They're busy or not busy. So I think it's always hard to tell with that. And so yeah, I think it's neat that I had a couple of stories I just found today with involving pets and animals and their sensitivities to these things. I know that I've had Logan, there have been different times Logan, my cat, would sit and stare into the kitchen toward the refrigerator area. And it wouldn't be making any noise, but she'd just be staring at it. And it'd be in the middle of the day. And then she'd do that for a while, and then she'd just turn and walk away. Other times I've had situations where I sensed some kind of energy or presence around me, and most of those times when I've had that happen, I've looked down and I've seen Logan sitting right next to me. Sort of, I don't know if it's that she's keeping, sort of protecting me, or if it's just she doesn't want to be too close to any of that energy, or doesn't want to be far away from me when I see her. The one time I had that wasn't bad. Most of these experiences are not bad, but I had this feeling of a presence, really multiple presences around in the area, and it was at night, and I started feeling these presences sort of just appearing. And then I noticed when I happened to get up, because I saw light from outside coming into the apartment, and it was emergency vehicles of some kind. So what I wonder still about that to this day is, was that loved ones, the spirits of loved ones that were coming to sort of check in on this person, whether they, whatever their state was, you know, I don't know. It wasn't someone I knew. And it was night, so I wasn't out there when anything happened. But, and then once those vehicles left, once the sounds and the lights left, that feeling of all those presences started to fade away. It was like they just left. It's like they were there for that event, and once it was over, whatever happened, I don't know, they didn't need to be there anymore. So, anyway, just a little connection there, possibly, with the stories there. So, moving on to the next story. I think this one is a little bit longer. Oh, no, it's one of the short ones again. Okay. This one says, I spent a lot of time at my best friend's house, which is near Toronto. My best friend, myself, and a few other friends got into one of our cars to go to the bar one night. Looking at the house, I saw a dark, featureless man wearing what appeared to be a cowboy hat, walking from the basement stairs to the front door. He appeared to be a shadow. The man disappeared before the windows to the den, leaving me stunned. One of my friends in the back seat confirmed seeing this man in this cowboy hat. But my best friend seemed less surprised, as it was a family house, over 300 years old, with a chandelier dating back to around that time as well. The area where the man came from had stairs, but his height never changed. We all went back into the house and searched thoroughly, but didn't find anyone. I am convinced it was a paranormal entity. I asked my best friend's dad about it, but he didn't have any definite answers. The shared experience between the five of us made us feel less crazy. So, not only is it a shadow figure of some kind, possibly, that's where the story ends, but it doesn't have to sort of follow the rules of gravity, of the physical environment around it, by the sounds of it. Basically, what they're describing there seems like what they're saying is where the figure started, it should have been coming up the stairs, and so it should have gotten taller once it got onto the ground floor, but it stayed the same height the whole time. So, that is odd, in a way. I wonder about the height of the stairwell, and whether or not this figure started out with part of itself in, like, the ceiling, or something like that, or the ceiling and the floor for the surrounding area. If that's the case, then that seems almost more like a residual kind of thing, possibly, where whatever was there before, or however the house was before, maybe there wasn't a set of stairs there. I mean, depending on how far back you go, so that this figure didn't have to climb up the stairs. For them, whatever they were, or wherever they were at, it was all level. And so that's why it didn't appear to change height to get taller, or to come up the stairs. So, neat story there. I'm glad that the writer had confirmation from someone else, and that the others that they were with believed them, and didn't put them down at all over what the two saw there. That's always nice. When you have friends like that, that's good. Because not everybody is into that mindset where they either sort of think all that is possible, or they just sort of let it go, and just sort of take the people at their word. And even if they don't think the paranormal exists, it's possible to do that. People don't think about that all the time these days. It's possible not to agree or to think the same things and not get into an argument about it. But anyway, so neat story there. I wonder, again, just was that a residual? Was that some kind of other time anomaly where it was neither in the past or the future, where, there was no steps? We really don't know how shadow figures work, why they appear to be shadow figures. If they really are sort of made of this dark energy, or if that's just sort of the way they appear because of the different time periods or the different dimensions or however you want to call that. So really hard to tell with that. Let me check on the next story here, and I'll see if I can get through one more. But I think this next one is the long one. I closed it. Didn't want to close it. Okay, let me see here. No, this is a fairly long one. Well, all right, I think I can do it. This says, I took a trip to Northern California to see the redwoods, while hiking with a friend, I encountered a mature tree that caught my friend's attention. My friend, who was interested in spirituality and the supernatural, touched the tree's trunk and claimed to sense its energy. As I observed the tree, I noticed it appeared to distort and undulate, similar to a hallucinogenic experience. It was as if the bark of the tree was moving, but there were not any strange colors. I mentioned this experience to my friend, who explained that I was seeing the tree's energy. My friend tested this phenomenon on other trees and observed similar moments, including the bark moving upwards. My friend mentioned envisioning the energy flowing from the roots of the tree through her hands and up and into the sky. I felt confused and questioned whether I was having some kind of medical emergency due to the unusual experience. I want to clarify that I was not under the influence of drugs, and I had eaten, and I did not exhibit other symptoms like headaches or dehydration. I am looking for insight into this experience, and I'm uncertain about its meaning. So that's where the story ends. Excuse me. And that's an amazing one, because that makes me think, the first thing it makes me think of is people who see orbs or lights that seem to be surrounding trees and moving around them, moving through all the branches and the leaves. So I wonder, I mean, it does seem like maybe the writer's friend was able to sort of act as a conduit for that kind of experience of seeing maybe that energy of those trees moving up the trees and maybe into the sky. Really amazing story there. So that's all I have for today. Thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you all in the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.